I always thought my neighbors were really nice people until they put a password on their Wi-Fi.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
In an age of texting and Instagramming, there's something extra special about a written note. That a person would make the time and effort to locate a pen and a piece of paper, wow. And without the aid of autocorrect or spell check, and at the risk of ink stains, cracked fingernails, and a sprained wrist, write out a note. Ah, yes. Then, rather than punch send, they hand deliver it or take it to the post office. That takes commitment and love, my friends. So today is our International Send a Friend a Written Note Day on Laugh Again. You may have forgotten how to do this, so we're here to help. First, get a pen or pencil. You remember them? And a slip of paper. If you aren't quite certain what to put in your note, here are a few examples. A son wrote this to his father. Hi, Daddy. I ran away. Just kidding. I'm in my bedroom. Whew, what a relief. Here's another from a thoughtful neighbor. Your couch caught fire this morning. The cushions are at 538 across the street. Okay, I'm confused. Why did you take the cushions? Here's a note posted in an apartment complex from Daniel. If you hear something in apartment 1, it is just my wife. She is in labor. Someone else wrote, Attention Beacon Hill. There is a tomato thief on the prowl. Two giant cherry tomato plants were kidnapped in the night. Be on the lookout. Lock up your veggies. This is not a joke. I wonder if the plant napper was caught and pelted with rotten tomatoes. This from a downstairs neighbor. Hey, just thought you might like to know that your pet elephants have been bowling while you were out. I'm concerned only for their safety. Bowling can be dangerous. Signed, downstairs. That reminds me of the man who told his friends that his neighbors were jumping up and down on the floor above him at 5 a.m. Doesn't that bother you? His friend asked. Nah, he said, I was practicing my trumpet. One man wrote, Ohio Avenue neighbors, I put a cute love note on what I thought was my wife's car last night. We figured out today that in my tired state, I had put it on the wrong car. If this car happened to be yours, I apologize. I am not in love with you. Sorry. Well, today, I invite you to rediscover the value of note writing. Address it correctly. It may make someone's day. It can nurture a friendship or patch up a broken one. A few kind written words go a long way. You know, many of the books that are in the Bible's New Testament are actually handwritten letters. They are written to one person or a group of believers for encouragement, instruction, and correction. We call these letters epistles. One of my favorites is the book of Romans, written by Paul to the young church in Rome. A church facing opposition and persecution. These Christians needed lots of encouragement. And the words have never been more timely than they are today. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. I don't know what you're facing, but I need to hold on to those words. Go ahead. Write someone a letter today. Shock them. You never know how badly they will need your encouragement. Speaking of letters, here's a note to God written by a first grader named Jonathan. Dear God, if you would have let the dinosaur not extinct, we would not have a country. You made a good choice. A little boy wrote, Dear Santa, three boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman. Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.